I mean, that's a Hall of Fame koala move. Wearing, like, a really badass pantsuit is, like, steroids for confidence. Did she, like, have a glow-up? He clearly had butt and hip. That's what it was, butt and hip. How tight were Matt's pants on the bowling date? You win and you lose. You're on a TV show. Be better at bowling. I don't know what to tell you. Hello, my beautiful rose betches. How the hell are you? It is I, Edward. It is here, Matt James, Nima Colin. We're recapping the episode. Heather Martin's back. Katie's gone. I have a lot of issues, and I have a lot of things we need to talk about. Well, we know I have a lot of issues, but lots went down this episode. It is I, Edward. I hope you enjoyed our interview with the one and only Franco last week. If you didn't listen, go back and listen to that. It was me, Lynn, and Franco, the photographer. Really great stuff. Tonight, though, right off the bat, Heather Martin, like, did she get more good-looking? Or have we just not seen her in a while? One. Two, MJ, like, I'm calling it now. She ain't no Michael Jordan. I think MJ wanted to go. I think she got to go. I think she wanted to go. And my third hot take of the evening, Katie. I mean, Matt James, to put Katie through a date like that and send her home, I have thoughts. We have clips. We have segments. And it's going to be a great day. So get your coffee if you're in the Northeast. You know, screw the snow. Congrats to the Bucks, all the people watching the Super Bowl. We ate a lot of food. All right, I'm with you. Let's spend the next couple minutes together recapping the show. All right, the episode starts off with Josenia and the MJ 101. Now, I'm going to say something, guys. I put this on my Instagram Live, Rosebuds Podcast on Instagram. It's fashion-related. And you know what? I don't think you guys are going to believe what I'm about to say. I liked Josenia's Aphrodite dress. I enjoyed it. It was blue and it was great. And you know what? I think our interview with Franco is rubbing off on me because she has a strong shoulder. Franco is right. And it just looked put together and it was fitting and I liked it. So this is my way of saying to you that I own up to my mistakes. All right. Not all Aphrodite dresses look bad. Josenia looked great. But the fact that Josenia said to Matt James that MJ's doing this maliciously, I mean, that's a violent word to throw around. So, you know, I get MJ. MJ didn't help herself out. You know, she dug her own grave, and I think she wanted to go home. But for Josenia to say that the things MJ's doing was out of malicious, you know, I don't know. Another funny part of the Josenia and MJ fake two-on-one date, if we're calling it that, did you guys notice when MJ said, I have a big heart? It's like, bitch, well, so did the Grinch. Like, the Grinch had a big heart, and, like, he was, like, the Grinch. Like, people are, oh, stop being such a Grinch. You're an angry folk. Just because you have a big heart doesn't mean it's a loving heart. Oh, put that shit on a bumper sticker. That'll sell. You know what I mean? She's like, I have a big heart. Okay. You know, sometimes in the real world, in the medical world, shout out to all my medical professionals, isn't having a big heart not a good thing? What's that movie with Denzel Washington? I'm not going to bury my son. My son is going to bury me. What movie was that? John Q. Isn't that the thing with the little kid, the little baseball kid? And John Q, he had a big heart and like almost died. Spoiler alert, he didn't because John Q, Denzel Washington, saves his life. But back to The Bachelor. I thought that was an awesome quote from MJ. I really enjoyed that. Okay. And again, I put this on my Instagram Live, Rosebuds Podcast on Instagram. You guys were, I'm loving the DMs. Keep sending them. I'll keep responding. You guys tell me if this is a big deal. When Matt Jane said, all right, MJ, you're going home. All right. Did you guys notice the hand placement of Matt James on MJ's body when he was walking her out the, like, Watergate red steps of the Nemecolon? Did you notice where his hand was the whole time? Wasn't holding her hand, wasn't around the shoulder. It was, like, on the side butt. Like, you know what I mean? You guys know what I mean. It wasn't full ass cheek, but it was, like, the top side, and it wasn't lower back. He clearly had butt and hip. That's what it was, butt and hip. Okay, here's the deal, Matt. That's a very sacred spot on someone's body. In general, first of all, you should have permission. I get it. But you can't, like, walk the girl out, like, 100 yards, sending her home after a very contentious sent home, and have your hand placed on the butt like that. Like, who do you think you are? Mr. Big Shot Dude. Shout out Mighty Ducks. Yeah, so the hand placement, I mean, the fact that he thought, I guess he did get away with it. Is he getting away? I don't know. It was just weird. You can't put your hand, you send her home, let her go home. You don't got to be groping her ass while you're sending her home. There's plenty of other women you can do that with, Matt, that want to do it with you. But the chick you're sending home, you're touching her ass? Major issue with it. All right, breathe, Edward. All right, rose ceremony. This was the order. Serena P. Now, Serena P, guys, like, how gorgeous is she? I mean, God, Canada publicist, she was looking real good tonight. I have a lot of hot takes and best dress, worst dress, and some phenomenal Walt Whitman poetry hours at the end of the episode, so stick to them. And we got juicy Bachelor Nation news. I don't know if I remember to said that or not. I'm also losing my voice. We're freaking 5 minutes in. All right, get it together. Michelle. Okay, Serena P, Michelle, Piper. Piper had a glow up tonight. We'll talk about her date in a little bit. Bree, again, Bree at Dark Horse. Bree and my girl Abigail, Dark Horses. They're going to peak at the right time, I'm telling you. Chelsea, Katie, and then Serena C. So then going home was Moggy, Brittany, and then Ryan. Now, Ryan was, like, absolutely destroyed about being sent home. But remember, I think she was one of the new girls. So, like, all right. Brittany, tough appearance on the show, if you think about it. She was on two episodes. She was involved in a salacious, like, rumor about the escort or being a hooker or whatever. And then she gets sent home. So, tough break for Brittany. Hope she's doing all right. Apparently, an article came out, like, some guy said, I don't know, it was in some, one of those magazines. An article came out with some guy claiming that, like, while she wasn't necessarily an escort, they went on a trip to some foreign country, and, like, he bamboozled her for all this money and never hung out with her and, like, went to the trip and hung out with other people. Then the guy left, and the guy thinks he only took her on a trip so the guy would pay for everything. I don't know. But anyway, tough two-episode stint. Has anyone had a worse two-episode stint in terms of, like, reputation than Brittany? Late on the show, so already has a target on her back. She's one of the new girls. Then there's a rumor going around that she's an escort. I mean, Jesus. It's like, can you give the girl a chance? Like, she's starting out, like, 20 points behind. Now, a big point she had, she was beautiful, and I think she's pretty cool. But RIP Brittany. And then who else? Moggy. I have a big update on Moggy in the Bachelor Nation news. I didn't know anything about her family history. It's incredibly sad, but there's some good news about her. That girl's just, like, a winner. And everything. Moggy or Maggie, big-time winner. Love you, girl. Hope you find your right guy. And she will. She will. All right. Katie and Serena C. Now, guys, this was drama, okay? I put it again on the internet. Like, we were on Team Katie on this, right? And you could also tell, like, Katie just snapped, okay? We all snap. No one snaps more than me, okay? My family would tell you that. I snap, guys. We all snap. We all reach our breaking point. And I think that's what it was with Katie. She's probably like, I'm sick of these bitches coming at me. These little bitches running their mouths. Little 22-year-olds. Like, shut up. Worry about your own relationship, okay? So I think Katie just snapped. Observation number one. Observation number two, I think this was a great case, and also sloppy editing tonight, a great case of a producer, like, going up to Serena C and being like, hey, like, you should really go talk to Katie. She's really upset and clear the air. Because you know why I say this, guys? Serena C kept looking around. Like, she was never looking directly at Katie. And just because people, it's not the eye contact. Like, she was clearly looking at other things or other people. That's why I think she was looking at cameramen or producers or something. Because then once Katie started heating up, you could tell Serena was like, whoa, and, like, kind of came back a little bit. So I think Serena was, I think that was a producer being like, oh my God, Katie's so upset. You should go talk to her. Or some bullshit that Serena went and talked to her. Because then Katie just came at her. All right? I mean, Katie was the best. And also her wardrobe when she was sitting on a couch with, like, those high socks. Like, what is she, playing softball or baseball? There's no way, guys. There's no way girls just sitting around a house wear socks that go up to their knees. No way. I used to wear them playing baseball and I hated them. Or you wear them when it's cold and you're shoveling. You wear them when you're skiing. But you do not wear them. Like, if you're doing a cute thing, sure, but you were just laying on a couch. You're telling me right now, You guys lay on the couch on your Monday nights and watch The Bachelor and drink your wine and wear socks that go up to your knees? What is this, the 1920s? Like, what are you, a Catholic school person from, like, the 1920s? I liked it, and I loved it, and I want some more of it. But that was... All right, she's also from Seattle. Maybe I'm just not from the Pacific Northwest, so I don't know. But that was great. They were screaming at each other. Like, that was drama. That's the shit I need. Not this petty bullshit at the end of the episode with Heather Martin. Like, full-on screaming at each other. And the other girls were clearly taken back. That's the shit I need from the show. All right, Piper's one-on-one date. You know, I felt really bad because... Like, she, first of all, the carnival and the fair date that Piper had at Namecolon compared to the carnival, I'm using air quotations, that Taisha and Zach had at La Quinta, like, they were shooting on, like, Toys R Us basketball hoops, and Piper and Matt James had a full-on carnival. Like, Barnum and Bailey came to Namecolon and just did the whole thing. So, why, how? Like, questions there. Also, love the date. Okay, so it's a shame because, like, Piper guys, like, I love Piper, right? Think she's cute, adorable, clearly falling for him. And I didn't know that. You know, before tonight, I did not think Piper was, like, into him or he was into Piper. There's been so much other bullshit going on that we didn't get into the whole Piper thing. But they are smitten for each other. Okay, but I felt bad because, like, you know what, this is what's happening with the show. True romantic connections, like, no one, this is gonna be a tough comment, no one really, it's not entertaining. Piper's date was not entertaining. Okay, I think it happened probably too early, because there's a lot of drama tonight, and this episode was all over the place, trying to thread a common theme, not happening. But, like, Piper got the short end of the stick. Like, and also same with that band, Temecula Road. Okay, they're an up-and-coming band from Nashville. They kind of got the short end of the stick. Think about how much Temecula Road had to, like, quarantine for that. And they got maybe 12 seconds of airtime. Same with the Plain White Tees on Listen to Your Heart. Like, we got that one day, but it was nothing. So, Piper, you know, but keep an eye out. She got the rose. I think we need to keep an eye out for Piper. I just wasn't digging it. But I will tell you, I was digging the bowling date. Now, before any of you DM'd me of this, I was going to bring up the Ari bowling date. Remember from Ari's season? The iconic bowling date with Crazy Crystal where she went bonkers, okay? The bowling date has some history. Now, how tight were Matt's pants on the bowling date? I mean, dude, you gotta let it breathe. Like, what are you thinking? Why? You're bowling. You gotta move. And you wore the tightest pants in the world? What are you, Will Ferrell and Jimmy Fallon? Men, stop. I trust me, I'm with you on the slim fit, and I'm with you on the skinny jean, but, like, I felt like you were, like, a vacuum sealed, or, like, you were sucked in there, okay? Why, Matt? Why did our jeans have to be that tight? Is that the bowling look? And am I not hip in the bowling community, and you wear tight-ass jeans and baggy-ass gross shirts from the 50s? Wow. So Matt's pants are really tight. Shout out Eileen for pointing that out. And then, oh man, guys, here's the deal. Like, the bowling date shirts, okay, they were gross. I think some of the girls tried to make them cute. I think Serena C did, like, a little up-tie bullshit thing. I don't fucking know. Oh, sorry. But, like, a lot of the girls had flattering outfits on. The jeans and the white t-shirt, like, tucked into the jeans and the tank top. Like, very flattering. And then they give them these gross 1950s bowling dates. You know what the bowling date did remind you of? Disney Channel original movie, When the Alley Cats Strike. For anyone out there that gets that reference, I will love you forever. Some of you did on Instagram already. That's what that date reminded me of, and the Crazy Crystal date. And then, all right, I'm clearly on one tonight. the bowling group date, like, I understand it's a TV show, but there's a winner for a reason. And there's, I'm going to give you two sides of a thought right now. Winners and losers. One, it's a TV show. Who the hell cares? Like, that both teams eventually got to talk to Matt James at night. Now, I know the winner, if you won, the award was nighttime with Matt James. I understand that. And I would be pissed if I won. However, grow up, okay? Who the hell cares? Like, it's a show, okay? Part number one. Now, the opposite of that take is, Matt James, you are a soft-ass bitch. Stick to the rule. Like, stick to it, okay? If you win, you get to come nighttime with me. That is the award. You won at bowling, you get to come with me. If you lost, sorry, it sucks. I'll see you at the cocktail ceremony, okay? There are winners and losers in this life, all right? This is the problem, all right? This is the bullshit about the kids, every kid getting a trophy, all right? You win and you lose. You're on a TV show, be better at bowling. I don't know what to tell you. Find a ringer. Bring in like a major league bowler, all right? If you lost the bowling date, you don't get awarded with group date nighttime time with Matt, okay? That's not how it works. It's very clear. So, and I think we would have got more of a meltdown. Like, Abigail was on the brink of a meltdown, and you guys bailed her out by awarding her nighttime date. Spin Zone, what if Abigail was like, if I don't see him tonight, I'm going home, and the show couldn't risk her going home. So then the show was like, all right, fuck it, everyone go on the group date. Now, then that I respect. If that game was played, I love that. But I don't know. Am I wrong? Am I, like, this is now twice in the Bachelor series in the past 5 years that this, like, you lose, but you still get nighttime date with them. You know, I think if I was on that show in the moment, okay, remember, you're on the show, you have no communication with the outside world, this is the only thing you're worrying about, and, like, it's made to create drama, right? On the show, if I was on the winning team, and the losing team got to come at night, I probably would be upset. Yeah, I'd be upset. Not Crazy Crystal upset. Not Abigale upset. But yeah. Yeah, I'd be upset. I'd be a little upset. All right. Well, what'd you guys think of the bowling date shirts? Like, they were fugly, right? They were freaking gross. Okay? You could have worn cute. Like, give the girls cute shirts. These are all beautiful girls. And you give them bullshit outfits? I don't know. They look better without it, in my opinion. All right. Then, I mean, I we'll get to, like, Heather Martin showed up. Now, okay, a lot of things to discuss. So let's talk about it. One, let's start off with a positive. Okay, did she like have a glow up? Because she was looking very good. I will give her that. Okay, two, it was tough because like. We know, like, they weren't fooling anyone. Heather Martin didn't just fly around the country in the pandemic, show up in a white minivan to the gate, and called Chris Harrison. Like we know, okay? So when we take a step back, I wish Chris Harrison... I had to think about this for a little bit. I wish Chris Harrison wasn't so, like, Heather Martin? Oh my God, what is Heather Martin? Like, you know? And another thing I saw on Twitter, like, her excuse for needing to see Matt, okay, Matt, Hannah Brown, TikTok crew, that was in the beginning of quarantine, which was like March and April, okay? This filmed in the fall. So between April, May, June, July, all of summer, like, Heather Martin could have flown to see Matt. Like, she could have hung out with Matt then. So I'm supposed to buy that, like, I just couldn't let you get engaged without meeting you first. Bitch, you could have met him. You got Instagram. You clearly are fine with flying around the country in the pandemic. All right? So that's, like, skeptic Eddie. If I'm going to fall for it, like, hell yeah. Like, if I don't know shit about the show and I believe it, incredible. Like, Heather Martin just showing up, one, incredible. Two, quarantine. Three, in a white minivan. Like, what? What was the minivan? Like, is there more of a meaning behind the minivan? First of all, I'm not knocking minivans. I'm a big minivan guy. Love minivans. We'll obviously own one. Our family had one. Love minivans. So versatile. They don't get enough respect, especially the ones with the DVD player. Life-changing. So I'm not knocking minivans. Just for a young, single, blonde girl to show up on a TV show in a white minivan? Hilarious. So I need to know more about the minivan. I did, guys, enjoy the Heather Martin quarantine videos when she was in a hotel room balancing the pizza box. That was hilarious. When she was like, I'm Rapunzel. Very funny. They should just put that footage. Again, this show. Give us 20 minutes of that footage. Put it on YouTube. We'll go bonkers. We'll watch it. Lauren Zima, the reporter and I guess girlfriend of Chris Harrison, pointed out very smartly tonight, if you're in the camp that like, oh no, I think Heather Martin just showed up. She was not mic'd up. Did you notice like in that weird shot, it was Chris Harrison, social distance, and like a couple cameramen and a guy holding a boom mic, which is that long mic. Like if, so her point was like, she might kind of believe it because like, usually when people like show up, like when Becca Kufrin's crazy ex showed up in Peru or some shit, he was mic'd up. So like clearly he didn't just show up. Casey Randolph's dad, when he showed up, was mic'd up. Heather Martin wasn't mic'd up. So maybe she really did like get there that day and they weren't feeling it, or I don't know. But that theory's out there. And shout out Lauren Zima for that one. So what did you think of Heather Martin showing up? I mean, she looked great. I was a big fan of it. I think she's not going to stick around long. I think she came in a really bad spot because the other girls, this is now like the second iteration of new girls coming in, right? So these girls aren't going to welcome her in with open arms. Piper's already having a meltdown. But we'll see. But I loved Heather in the hotel room. She looked like she was comfy. One thing I think that would have suited her a little better in the hotel room, to be honest, are some eucalypso sheets. you guys know my life has changed because eucalypso sheets are the best things and you need to get it for the loved one. Valentine's is coming up, okay? Galentine's is coming up. Get your loved one some sheets or get your parents or your brother or like, you know, a teacher. I don't know. Is that suggestive to get them sheets? Might be. Maybe don't get a teacher sheets unless you're trying to do something with a teacher. But eucalyptus sheets, 2 times softer, 3 times more breathable, and 10 times more sustainable than cotton sheets. You guys know I'm a hot sleeper. This, no more. No more hot sleeping for Eddie, okay? I ain't a hot sleeper anymore. Changing my life. I love this shit, all right? Eucalyptus sheets are incredibly comfortable. Where is my call to action for you guys? Of course, 10% off. Plus free shipping on your entire order. Go to eucalypsohome.com. That's eucalypsohome.com. Use code ROSEBUD, ROSEBUD. They are sustainably milled in Austria in small batches. 99% of materials are recycled and reused or in the production process, helping protect the environment. Dermatologist approved. And they're already approved. All right? So try them out. They're so soft. They're going to feel great on your face, and you're going to have a great life. So eucalypsohome.com, use code ROSEBUD for 10% off plus free shipping. That link's in our bio and our show notes and on our Instagram, so go check it out. Also, does anyone else have any good sleeping tips, like for falling asleep and staying asleep? Because I wake up at least 100 times during the night, so if you have any tips, please let me know. All right, Tyler Cameron, Katie, RIP. So, Tyler Cameron, what do we think of him wearing the salmon shirt? Loved it. What do we think of Tyler Cameron and Matt? Yo, we're just bros playing pool. That's all we are. I thought that was funny. Now, I love the date. Very impractical jokers-esque. Thought Katie was the perfect girl to do it with. Very funny. It looked like they had a little paper, so someone must have written jokes for them. Telling them to grab the nipples. I mean, it was just funny, guys. And the actress was hilarious and playing on Tyler Cameron. Now, I want to know at what point in the date did Tyler, like, catch on? You know what I mean? When he's like, oh, this is so weird. Like, this, like, you know what I mean? Because, like, we've all got massages. No one rubs your nipples like that. Unless you're getting another type of massage, which I have not gotten. But go ask Robert Kraft for that. Ha ha. It's a joke. But I got a little nervous. I didn't think they were going to show Matt and Katie coming in to the room where Tyler was. So I enjoyed that. And then Matt lotioning up. Incredible. Absolutely hilarious. So I love that. Now at night, you know what this reminded me of? When was it Easy on Tayshia's season? They did that fun date during the day where it was like fun and something you could do with a platonic friend where you went ghost hunting around La Quinta. And then at night she sent him home. Was that, am I right? Am I making that up? I think that this is the same thing. Fun date during the day. But like it was cute. They were touching each other. I didn't think it was that platonic. I thought there was some romantic stuff there. Maybe not. Maybe I'm reading into it wrong. But that leads us to the nighttime where she sends him home. And I'm sorry, before that, did you guys notice Katie's koala move? I mean, that's a Hall of Fame koala move. And clearly it looked like she had done that koala move before. She was sturdy, supported. She jumped above his head, legs wrapped very nicely around him. A plus from Katie on the koala move. So I commend you, girl. But then he sent her home at night. And I guess, you know, I respect... Okay, so I struggle with a couple things. One, I think Katie is the best girl there, hands down. Okay, you guys know I love her. We got some news on her coming up in a little bit, which we'll talk about. Two, I think... I get, if Matt James wasn't that into her, then yeah, send her home. But I just think there's other girls... If I'm thinking about, like, from a show standpoint, I think there's other girls that should have went home before her. That's probably what I'm more pissed about. And then when they grab the luggage, iconic. But she had a tough exit interview, and I think she deserves something. But we have a clip of her getting eliminated, so let's play it.
I just didn't see that coming at all. And I just felt like the blood drained from my face when he started to tell me that I wasn't getting the rose tonight. I was already picturing like what it would be like to spend time with him, you know, like a football game with Tyler and his friends and my friends. And yeah, you start painting your future only for it to be erased. I don't regret being myself. It just sucks that it wasn't enough. He has relationships forming with other women already. I just thought it was too soon to count me out as one of them. I know what I deserve, and I deserve a man who knows what I have to offer. I am who I am, and there's someone out there who wants that.
All right, so I mean, a tough goodbye. Last thing about Katie, when she said, there's someone out there for me, okay, and I am who I am. I mean, guys, that's foreshadowing. That is giving someone, that is like, and I, that's a line that I want to stick around on this franchise. So, foreshadowing. And then the episode ends with Heather Martin interrupting Piper. Why was Piper freaking out? I get it, you're in love with him, and I get it, feelings, but like, Piper, you already have a rose. So, what's the issue here, girl? And then you can see in the preview, she clearly, like, freaks out next week. So why did Piper freak out? I think I know. I think I answered my own question. Maybe, I guess she was about to tell him I love him, or I guess they were having a serious conversation, and then the way Heather interrupted was tough. But then Matt, like, why was Matt laughing like a hyena? Why were Heather and Matt laughing like a hyena? Do they know each other? Did they hang out before? Did they hook up before? Remember, Heather's never been kissed, allegedly. So why was Matt laughing like a hyena? That was like was that not the weirdest? Like, hey, Heather, like, what is this, comedy hour? Why were they laughing so much? Can we figure that out? Does anyone, Twitter wasn't freaking out that much about it. Like, It wasn't like, what are you doing here? Or like they were clearly happy to see each other. So it's clearly they had either DM'd or they have communicated or Hannah Brown was involved. I don't know. But why were they laughing? Very weird. I need to find out. So we'll see what happens next week. I think, you know, it's getting a little petty. All right. The drama's getting a bit much, but now we need to start seeing these relationships form. Because, like, tonight we saw the Piper relationship form, and I was, like, bored. So we need to get... I think Heather will be the last stunt. We'll clear out some of the next couple girls and then really start to ramp it up. But keep an eye out for Abigail. She's starting to come back. Abigail and Bree, I'm telling you, do not sleep on them, guys. They're going to come back at the right moment. Alrighty, shall we do some segments, you beautiful Rose Betches? How the hell are ya? Get on us at Instagram, Rosebuds Podcast on Instagram. Tell a friend. Okay, Walt Whitman Poetry Hour. Couple good quotes tonight. What did you guys think? I had a weak bitch moment, but I'm back. That was MJ. That was good. A weak bitch moment. Weak bitch moment. That sounds like that could be a podcast or something. Weak bitch moment. I liked it. Looking forward to seeing Matt's fine ass walk through the door. Serena C. loved it. Yeah, talk about his fine ass. Probably his fine ass and them tight ass jeans. Do you guys know what I'm talking about? The Will Ferrell, Jimmy Fallon sketch. I got my tight pants on. Everybody's talking about my tight pants. I got my tight pants. I got my tight pants on. Jimmy Fallon and Matt James should do a rendition to that song. Free idea. If that happens, I want at least $1 per view. Okay, some more quotes. The fact that you are sitting here still trying to attack me is pathetic. Pathetic. Queen Katie. All hail, Queen Katie. I love you, girl. R.I.P. We miss you. Miss you already. Last quote I have of the Walt Whitman Poetry Hour. What do you want in a wife? A bowler or... And we didn't hear the end of the quote. Did you guys catch this? It was Kit on the bowling date. I would have loved to hear what the or was. So Kit said, what do you want in life? A bowler or fill in the blank? Let's do this. DM me. What do you think she meant? A lover? What is that song? I'm a lover. I'm a joker. I'm a midnight toker. And my name is Kit and I dress like a boy. I'm a smoker. I'm a joker. Okay. What do you think was the end of that quote? Best dress, worst dress. All right, Fashion Police. Again, Franco last week really opened my eyes. We got two good answers last week, guys. You get it? I asked him two very poignant questions that I have in the Bachelor fashion world, and he answered it. Best dress, worst dress. Yesenia and Aphrodite, loved it. Already said it. Serena P, early in the episode in the red dress, thought she looked stunning. Absolutely beautiful. Really fit her well. Another couple, one I really liked. Ryan, her pantsuit during the ceremony early in the episode, love that. A good pantsuit has to, like, just, like, give you, like, an extra, like, it's like steroids. That's what it is. I feel like for a girl, wearing, like, a really badass pantsuit is, like, steroids for confidence. That is what pantsuits do. Matt James... jacket on Piper's nighttime date. I'm indifferent about this. What did you guys think? It was like gray, but had like pink squares with like blue squares. I was a little indifferent about it. One thing I was not indifferent on, and I'll even put it into so much of the category that I loathed it, was what Matt James was wearing when it was a black turtleneck, but like a black rain jacket. He looked like Sherlock Holmes, like or like a cheap theater, like I put that on Instagram, like a cheap theater, it was like a theater rendition of like a detective. Or like he was just running in the rain, or he's like a Secret Service guy. It looked weird. Loving a turtleneck, but like he cheaped it out. That's what I'm trying to get at. He cheaped it out with the black rain jacket. Heather Martin's white dress, stunning. I mean... loved it. Did you guys like it or was it too much? Like, again, we talked about this last week. If you're going to go in there, like, blowing up the world, what she did, you got to look your best. And that girl looked great. Also, you guys aren't going to like this. I'm just going to put it out there. Did something happen to her boobs? Did she get bigger boobs? Did Heather Martin get bigger boobs or did we look what? Because those looked bigger. I'm just saying, last time she was on TV, her boobs did not appear to be as big as they were in the white dress. You draw your own conclusion. I'm just asking the questions, okay? And the two worst things of the night were the bowling shirts. Hideous, gross, grotesque, terrible. But the worst thing, the absolute worst thing from, like, supposedly this iconic fashion lady was Kit's Billy Madison outfit. Did you guys notice that? And when she was reading one of the group dates, she looked like Billy Madison when he's like, oh, actually, I got this shirt from Frank. Kit, she was wearing like a t-shirt, like a men's Hanes undershirt, and like a weird black like golfing old man's vest, like that an old man would wear. And she's this beautiful young blonde woman. Like, what was that? She looked like a boy, quite frankly, which if that's what you want to do, that's what you want to do. But it was weird. Was weird. Alrighty, some Bachelor Nation news, then we'll let you go on with your day. How are you guys doing? I hope you're all doing well, staying safe and staying warm. And you know I love you beautiful rose batches. Alrighty, I'm not going to say anything, but we'll talk around it. Apparently, there's rumors out there that the next Bachelorette has been named. Normally, I wouldn't talk about this, but Variety, you know, the outlet Variety, they ran a story on it. And apparently, it's going to be named this week. So, if it is who they're saying it is, I'm very happy. I love her so much. So, that's all I'm going to say about it. So, keep your eyes out. Maybe by the time you're listening to this podcast, they already announce her, which would be something. Which would be something. All right, so apparently some not so good things about Rachel's past have come out. And I would just like to say, I know last week on our episode with Franco, we were talking about how much we loved Rachel. Guys, I didn't know about this before I said all that stuff. If it's true, it's horrific. All right, I'm going to wait till she speaks before we start talking about it. But just know, I didn't know half the shit. There's some racist stuff allegedly in there, so you know, we'll have to wait and see, but we got to let her speak, all right? Got to let her speak, which the show should do, by the way. Just going to say it. All right, some fun news. Kelly and Peter apparently reconnecting at the Super Bowl this past weekend in Tampa. Shit goes down in Bachelor Nation at the Super Bowl. I'm telling you, a lot of hookups. A lot of people were there for, like, a charity event. You know, I know it's Florida and we joke about it, and I've been there in the past couple of months, like, just the lack of, like, at least try to act like there's a pandemic going on. I'm not saying I'm a saint, okay? But I wear a mask and I'm, you know, there was no social distancing at that Super Bowl. I mean, none. I mean, whatever. We're not going to talk about it. Who the hell cares? But Kelly and Peter apparently canoodling, and there's some videos out there we put on Instagram about them getting back together. And then stories came out that they're working on their relationship. So, I mean, they obviously hooked up, right? Kelsey Weir was there. Jason Tardik was there. Blake was there. Ooh, I wonder if Blake and Kelsey hooked up. That would have been fun. I wonder if Blake also had another stagecoach, or was it Coachella? One of those things. Or Lollapalooza. I don't know. Wherever Blake banged everyone in Bachelor Nation, I wonder if he did the same exact thing in Tampa, because there were a lot of single Bachelor girls there. So we'll see. So Peter and Kelly are not out of the water yet. So we'll see. All right, this is just bizarre, and I just have to read it to you guys. Ari Leyendyke put up an Instagram story. Okay, so Lauren is pregnant. Okay, congrats to them. But Ari put up this Instagram story that is weird, and I'm just going to read it verbatim. Okay, so here's what he said. Quote, sitting in the parking lot while Lauren Leyendyke is getting the anatomy scan. In my opinion, it's BS. Husbands aren't allowed. Just doesn't make sense. Every doctor has their own set of rules. There is no consistency. Men are honestly being discriminated against. We should have a right to see our own babies. You can pack a stadium full of people, fill airplanes, but I can't watch a monitor from 6 feet away. Effing ridiculous. End quote. So Ari put that on his Instagram story. And I'm not going to make any comment other than DM me, Rosebuds Podcast on Instagram. I know you got, like, a lot's going on, and that's a very hot thing to put out there on many levels. But let me know what you think. Okay, so I mentioned this at the top of the show. Maji from this season, who got voted off, I had no idea about this. Like, her family is in Ethiopia, and Ethiopia right now is, I guess, in, like, a civil war. So she was not able to talk to her family for the past 3 months. And then she put on Instagram today an Instagram story, and here's the quote. Family update. After almost 3 months of pain, panic, and crying, I was able to talk to my entire family for the first time. As some of you might know, I was unable to reach my family due to the war and genocide that started in Tigray region on November 4th. The past 3 months was the hardest of my life, but I thank God for giving me the strength to pass those difficult times. Thank you, my friends, for helping checking on me and helping me create awareness. Oh, my God. So this is why I bring it up, guys. This girl, okay, her family is in a country that is undergoing a civil war right now, okay? And she couldn't talk to her. She didn't know the well-being, couldn't talk to her family for 3 months, all right? She still went on a show. She's still living her life, okay? So when you want to complain about frivolous and unimportant shit, think about this, okay? I know, there's a lot of problems in this world. I understand that. But I also understand that everyone's problems are their own, okay? But the next time you go to complain about someone messing up your Starbucks order or someone messing up your order at a restaurant and you want to bitch about it for the next 3 days and you want to let it ruin your life, okay? Take a step back. Think about the world in a greater sense. Think about Maji wasn't able to see her freaking family for 3 months because they're in a genocide. You don't know dead or alive. Okay, that shit is what we need. That's how you're going to start changing shit, all right? You're not going to complain about your caramel macchiato, but we're going to change shit, all right? I'm writing a whole book about why people complain, the science, the history, the humor, okay? And this is a great example. So I'm going to stop there because you probably don't want to hear me talk anymore. But that was the Maji update, so good for her. And we will end our Bachelor Nation news on a fun note. Nick Viall confirmed to be dating his girlfriend. We all knew that. But I asked this question. I also called him out to come on the pod. How they met. I was like, how the hell did these guys meet? She's like an x-ray tech or some shit, which I'm just saying that might be her job or something in the medical field. So how does Nick Viall, like a prototypical and stereotypical influencer, meet like somewhere in the medical profession? She slid into his DMs. So, ladies, shoot your shot. It's not only guys sliding into DMs. Also, I thought Instagram was the new, like, dating app. It is TikTok. I'm seeing shit on TikTok. Like, people are flying across the country meeting people that they are DMing and commenting on TikTok. Seems wildly dangerous, but, like, gone are the days of Match, OkCupid, Bumble, Tinder, whatever the hell is out there. It is TikTok, and, like, B-tier is Instagram. Instagram's for the old heads, like Nick Viall. TikTok, I'm telling you, that's where the 20-year-olds are. If you know anyone that met someone on TikTok, I'm telling you, it's everywhere. And I love TikTok. Follow me. All right. Ratings, 5.49 million, up from 5.2 million. So they are climbing, but we're nowhere near the sevens and the eights that The Bachelor has been in a couple years, and I want to know why. So I think it's going to keep steadily climbing, and we'll see how the ratings keep doing it. The Southern Charm drama, guys, you know, Madison, Craig, I know you guys don't like when I talk about it, but just Google it. Madison might be dating or banging Alex Rodriguez. Like, it's a whole thing. So I'm here, and some of you are DMing me about it. If you want, maybe we'll do like a whole side Southern Charm thing. Would you guys be into that? I'll do it. All right, now. I have a recommendation. This is not an ad, but I discovered this podcast called Chameleon Podcast. It's like breaking the charts. It is, you guys got to listen to it. It's kind of like a serial, like couple episodes, storytelling, but the story is wild. And the story happened to my friend, okay? It's a wild scam involving Hollywood where this one person was making like this scam where he would call up people and like offer them the gig of a lifetime. So like hair and makeup people, the people that work in Hollywood that aren't famous, the trainers, the caterers, the security guards, you know what I mean? Call them up, say you got to get on the flight for Indonesia. This is the gig of a lifetime. Okay. Then it was this whole giant scam. These people would be trapped in Indonesia. Okay. I was with my friend when he got this phone call. I kid you not. Okay. So your homework, okay, this is a school of Eddie. Your homework is to go listen to the Chameleon Podcast, and then I'm going to have my friend to talk about it. He was not he was smart, like, but I was with him when he got the call, so I've experienced it. So we'll have him on in a couple. We won't interrupt anything, but we'll have him on to talk about it. But I like, You guys tend to like ask me like what I like watching and listening to. The Chameleon Podcast, 10 out of 10 recommend. Listen to it, and we'll do it. Current shows I'm watching, Flack on Amazon Prime. That's a good one. I work in PR, so it's like the glorified PR days. I think you guys would like it. It's entertaining. It's lustful. Summer House on Bravo, obviously a phenomenal show. And then, guys, you're going to crucify me for this. I tried Bridgerton. I gave it one episode. I have no idea what's going on. Was it filmed in the olden days, or is it filmed now and we're acting like it's the olden days? The music is, like, new. Like, right? They're playing new music, but they're dressed like it's, like, 1900s or some shit. So convince me why I should continue with Bridgerton. Okay? A lot of you are saying Bling Empire 2. Got to get involved with it. All right, that's what I got. Follow me on TikTok. Oh, our Peloton came today. So find me. I don't know how Peloton works. I got it. I used to use it a year ago, so it's in our house. Like, let's follow each other. Let's make a Rose Betch community. Can we do, like, Pelotons together? I don't know. Do we not want to do that? I'd be into it. Find me on there. Love you guys. Rate, review, subscribe. Tell a friend, please. I love you guys so much. Stay warm, stay safe. Lynn will be back soon. She'll be back in doses. We warmed her up with Franco. I basically gave her an ultimatum. I was like, Lynn, I'm interviewing Franco. You get your ass there on Zoom. She got her ass there. Follow us on YouTube. Lots of videos coming up. Who do you want to see us interview? We're putting some feelers out there, and we're going to have a great day. Love you guys. He's got to go. That one's for all of you. Be safe. Be warm. Be lovely. Wear your mask. Wash your hands. Love you, Rosebuds.
Hi, this is Patty Coon, and you're listening to Rosebuds with Uncle Eddie and Mommy. I love you guys.